Bez Hashem, we continue Pel Yoitz discussing Beis Medrash, the importance of going to the Beis Medrash, and sharing them 148. V'toiv legever sh'al yimna roiv tuv mi'atzmoy. You know, many times I tell you, you should be selfish for yourself. Selfish for yourself. Well, isn't that obviously it's repetitive. If you're selfish, you're doing it for yourself. Really, really do something for yourself. So I'm not encouraging the person to be selfish. Absolutely not. What I'm encouraging the person to do is do the right thing, and you are the greatest person to be the beneficiary of that. And so too says the Pel Yoitz. He says the same thing as well. V'toiv la'gever sh'al yimna roiv tuv mi'atzmai. Don't hold yourself back from getting so much good. V'al yimna atzmai mi'beis ha'medrash. Don't hold yourself back from going to the Beis Medrash. This is what we always tell all the people trying to get people to come to learn. It's for yourself. You're doing this for yourself. Afilu pam achas. Even one time you can come learn. Come learn that one time. V'ayateyo yitzre. Don't let the Yitzhahara persuade you. V'masois shov maduchim. With ridiculous types of excuses. Because learning together in a group setting is so amazing in Hashem's eyes. Hashem says this is of the greatest you can ever do. And how much more so if you learn in depth and you learn with understanding and discussion, and he says from the Gemara, we're in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, that the Torah is acquired when you learn with a group setting. With a group setting. And he brings a famous Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Nun, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Cherev al Abadim. What does it mean, Cherev al Abadim? Cherev al Seineim Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Shiyoshvim bad bibad v'esim b'tayra v'loy oyed ela shemitapshim v'loy oyed ela shechaitim. He brings a Gemara. It's a scary Gemara. It's a powerful Gemara. And he brings, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, he says that you have people who sit down to learn and they learn by themselves. And Baruch Hashem, great, they're learning. But the problem is as follows. If people are learning by themselves, it's possible they'll be making mistakes. It's possible they won't know that they're making mistakes. And they continue learning the wrong way. And he calls them tipshim. So when tapshim, they become foolish. And furthermore, shechaitim. He calls a stronger word of sinners. Because they're learning the wrong way. And they're going to do the wrong things. I'm reminding myself of a friend of mine who told me. A certain friend of mine at Tzaddik, he would go over to people and politely encourage them put the tefillin in the right spot. And he would help resize the tefillin, the kesher, the knot in the back. So he once went over to a certain individual who had a lot of long hair in the front, a chup, and it was coming down, you know, pretty much past, you know, his original hairline, close to his eyes. Right? That was his hairstyle. And his tefillin were too low. So my friend went over to this individual and politely, the mamish at tzaddik, just by me standing in his dalamas, I become a better person. Just by me in his presence. And so he politely explained to the person that the tefillin should be higher up. So the person, listen to this, he knew where the Mishnah Berurah was in Simon Chav Zayin Sivtes. And he goes over, he says to my friend, he says, listen, I think you're making a mistake. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a problem. So my friend says, really? I don't think that's correct. Could you show me that? So the man pulls out the Mishnah Berurah, shows my friend, and he reads the words incorrectly. He reads the words and he translates them incorrectly. When the Mishnah Berurah says a certain statement about the length of the hair, he read it like it's not a problem. This is what my friend told me. Now, if you're learning properly with chavrusas, with a Rebbe, in a group setting, you won't come to a mistake like this. For the most part, you won't come to a mistake like this. And that's exactly what the Pel Yoitz is bringing down from the Gemara in Brachos, from the Gemara in Tainis, from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Cherev al abadim. That if people are learning by themselves and they don't learn with each other, they're not going to have this understanding of the correction, of the correct way of learning. That when you learn in a group setting, you mechazik each other, you strengthen each other, get a better pshat. We know this from experience. This happens to us all the time. Mr. Shem will continue with this topic on the importance of learning together the chabura in the base medrash.